not only did you say this is the worst foreign policy blunder on record, Reagan would be rolling in his grave, you said America lost the credible use, credible threat of force, which is another way of saying that President Trump's threats to return to bombing are empty threats.
I don't know if they're empty threats, because you can certainly return to bombing. But the fact is that a medium-sized power at this point is perceived to have fought a superpower to a draw, requiring some measure of accommodation of we, the superpower. And we spent $29 billion, and we have 13 Americans dead. We hope to get back to status quo ante. I will say, in the briefing last night, they would make the argument that we've actually made progress. If that's the case, we should all be thankful.
Would you call for a vote for some kind of congressional oversight if an actual agreement is reached?
I think this would amount to a treaty. Congress
it
has
does
a,
not?
I'm saying it would.
It would.
And so, I mean, if it, I don't know the technical definition of a treaty. Seemed like a treaty to me. And so if it is, then Congress should be able to weigh in.
Do you have that kind of commitment that when things aren't so delicate, Congress actually will be read in and perhaps put to a vote under Inara?
I think I've shown, at least on my level, that I'm willing to make tough votes in order to get that briefing that I feel I need to have the truth to make a decision that's good for my country.